Hey everyone, it's Jill, and welcome to this episode of Bought by the Hour. We're going to do a little bit of different stuff tonight. We're going to talk about just some PTSD and what it's like now that I'm out, and I hope you guys enjoy it. Stick around. As always, before every episode, I want to insert a clear content warning. Some of the topics that we discuss are considered disturbing or triggering. I want you to consider this before listening any further. Some of the topics that we discuss are physical, mental, and sexual abuse, violence, trafficking, and drug use. So, in keeping it real with you guys, it has been a struggle lately. The PTSD is never really easy, but I just have had a lot of random triggers lately, things that have caught me off guard. I just wasn't really prepared for new triggers I didn't know I had, old triggers that haven't gone away yet. And it's mentally just been a challenge to keep fighting, to move forward, and to want to keep living my life. It's stressful. It's hard. There's just a lot going on in my head. I recently relocated, and so I've had to find some new therapy, and it's just been a challenge finding someone who understands the things that I've gone through and dealt with, and not having to like fully explain what trafficking is and what all of the words mean and what, you know, it's just, which is a workout within itself. I've been struggling feeling heard and understood. There's been recently like some more negative feedback to my story than what I was prepared for. I really thought that people would understand, like if I explained how this happened and how grooming happens and what that is all like, I just assumed that everyone would get it. And not everyone, most people, you know, there's always going to be someone who's just ignorant and refuses to understand, but the mean, hurtful comments that I've heard, you know, not necessarily said to me, but about me behind my back. And someone has told me, you know, things that are being said. There's just, it's hard for me to process because I'm already so hurt. So any extra is just like over the top. But recently I've been trying to kind of find new ways to express myself and get it out. I've always been really interested in like the art of spoken word, which is kind of what I feel like podcasting is, but there's just not really like a coffee shop around me where I can go, you know, to an open mic night and read my feelings aloud in like a dramatic manner and, you know, but I have been kind of writing anyway. And so I have prepared a piece tonight, called A Survivor's Monologue. And I just want to share that with you guys. I would love feedback on that. And I really hope that you enjoy it. It doesn't matter what I say or do. I say trafficked. All they hear is prostitute. I say survivor. They say playing the victim. So I'll stay quiet here in my head, wishing I could just lay in my bed where no one is judging me for choices that weren't mine, where no one is telling me it's time to go back to being normal. My face is disfigured. My faith is dismantled. Trauma has changed me. Who knows who I could be? I can't stop replaying the past. It's on repeat, a bad movie. I look over my shoulder. Is that him? I can't breathe. Does anyone ever save me? Before we dive into tonight's episode, I want to tell you guys about this podcast that I have been listening to that I am obsessed with. It's called What Was That Like? It's about real people in unreal situations. Some of the most recent episodes have been insane. You guys should look at these. There was one about a girl who actually won on The Price is Right, and that interview was great. There was one about how Summer got stuck in Peru. There's real life stories of people who were in 9/11 and just lots of different crazy things. I am loving listening to Scott. He is a really great interviewer. He sits back, just lets people tell the story, and it's just super enjoyable to listen to. Also, if you like to read, I know he now offers transcripts of the episodes, and so you can read them instead of listening if you'd like. Check it out. What was that like? I want to thank you guys so much for joining me for this episode. Thank you for listening and supporting. Recently, Bought by the Hour hit over 50,000 downloads, which is insane. I would not have been able to do that without you guys. As always, please check us out on Facebook. You can find Bought by the Hour and me, Jill Jones. Also, we now have a TikTok and an Instagram. We are just making it out into the world, so feel free to follow us, share videos, like our stuff, and we would love to see you there. I'm posting new updates to all of those things as I go. It's a little bit easier than recording an entire episode, so you might get little snippets there, things that you didn't hear here. So check us out there, and as always, please go check out my great friend Scott at whatwasthatlike.com. His podcast is awesome. You will love it. Have a great night, guys.